1. Professor Wong, what is the homework for this lesson?
Do exercises 2 and 3 on page 15.
Question.
What's the homework for this lesson? 2. He asked me to tell you that the meeting this evening is at 7:30, not at 7.
I see. Thanks a lot.
Question.
When is the meeting this evening? 3. Could you show me that tie over there, the one with blue and gold stripes?
Yes, certainly.
Question.
What does the man want the woman to show him? 4. When are you traveling?
We want to take a flight tomorrow afternoon and come back next Friday afternoon.
Question.
When will the woman come back? 5. How much is it to London by air, please?
$169. There's a flight tomorrow at 16:50 that gets to London at 18:40.
Question.
How much is it to London by air? 6. Let's decide where we want to go on vacation this summer.
Are you kidding, Alice? Mom and Dad always decide where we are going.
Question.
Who can decide where to go? 7. What soup do you have?
I will recommend 3 delicious soup. It is very delicious.
Question.
What does the woman recommend? 8. How long have you been working in your present area?
Quite a few years now. 5 to be exact.
Question.
How long has the woman been working? 9. Could I borrow your umbrella when I go to the shops?
I'm sorry, but I'll need it myself in a few minutes.
Question.
What does the man ask the woman to do? 10. I have tickets to the Prince concert next Friday. Can you go with me?
I'd like to, but I already had a plan for next Friday. I'm going to visit my aunt.
Question.
What will the woman do next Friday?
Passage 1. Edward Teed, a retired postman who lives in New York, was attacked a month ago at a subway entrance in his neighborhood. It was late afternoon, he said, and he was returning home from visiting his wife in the hospital. Suddenly, 3 young men assaulted him. They grabbed his watch and his wallet, then hit him in the face. The blow sent him crashing to the ground, and when he got up, his glasses were smashed and a tooth was knocked out. Doctors later found that several of his cheekbones had been broken. Mr. Teed, a tall man of 76, said that before the mugging, he went where he wanted. Even though he said he is determined not to dwell on the incident, he admitted, "I am very cautious now when I go out." He said, "I try to stick with crowds of people. I don't want to be alone on the street or in the subway." "I guess I'm more nervous than before," Mr. Teed said. "There is a tension. You can't get it out of your mind."
11. What happened to Mr. Teed a month ago?
12. What did doctors later find about Teed?
13. What did Teed try to stick with after the mugging? Passage 2. Before the 20th century, the horse provided day-to-day transportation in the United States. Trains were used only for long-distance transportation. Today, the car is the most popular sort of transportation in all of the United States. It has completely replaced the horse as a means of everyday transportation. Americans use their car for nearly 90% of all personal trips. Most Americans are able to buy cars. The average price of a recently made car was $2,050 in 1950, $2,740 in 1960, and up to $4,750 in 1975. During this period, American car manufacturers set about improving their products and work efficiency. As a result, the yearly income of the average family increased from 1950 to 1975 faster than the price of cars. For this reason, purchasing a new car takes a smaller part of a family's total earnings today.
14. What was the only use of trains before the 20th century?
15. What is the most popular sort of transportation today?
16. What was the average price of a recently made car in 1960?
17. What's about the yearly income of the average family from 1950 to 1975?
Passage 3. A neighbor told us about a trip he took with his 2.5-year-old son. It was the first time the father and the boy had been away by themselves. The first night they spent in a hotel, the father moved his bed close to the boy's, and when they were both tucked in, he turned out the light. After a few minutes, a little boy said, "It sure is dark, isn't it?" "Yes," said the father. "It's pretty dark, but everything is all right." There was silence for a few minutes more, and then a small hand reached over and took the father's hand. "I'll just hold your hand," said the little boy, "in case you get frightened."
18. How old was the neighbor's son?
19. Where did they spend the first night?
20. Who moved the bed close to the boys?